Message this morning.
在我们开始今天的经文之前
，I'm going to try a little exercise that the choir always does.
我们将要做一个像诗班一样进行的练习。
First, kind of relax your shoulders.
首先让大家来耸耸肩，放松一下肩膀。
Rotate to the back, rotate to the front.
往后转，往前转。
And now be prepared to release your voice.
现在就准备好了来发声。
We're not going to do the Okay.
我们不会发那些很高的声音。
But let's try this.
让我们来试试这个。
Use all your strength.
用你所有的力量。
All the volume of air that you have in your diaphragm, just release it. And I'm not going to use a mic. Okay, I'm not going to use a mic.
就是大家做好准备，一起来发出最大的声音。
So on a count of three.
所以我们要从一数到三。
Release the roar of CCMC.
我们数到三的时候，大家来一起发出这个 CCMC 的声音来。
All right. So however sound you want to make is fine.
不管什么，你想发什么样的声音都可以。
All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
一二三。
Okay, that was a good try. Let's try again.
很好。
On the count of three. All right. One, two, three. Oh! One more time. One, two, three.Okay, are you a little bit more awake?
大家是不是更加清醒了？
That is the kind of volume that we use to sing Hosanna.
这是我们用来唱何塞那这首歌应该有的音量。
That is the kind of commitment that we throw when we throw into the lyrics of How Great is Our God.
这也是当我们唱我们的神真伟大的时候应该有的声音。
I recall the time when I would visit Penang and I would see my little nephew.
我记得我去 Penang 看我的小侄子的时候
It wouldn't be What up, Sam Juju? When he sees me, he wouldn't be saying What up, Sam Juju? Like very cool, very composed. He doesn't do that.
就是当那个小侄子看到我的时候，他不会说你好吗，舅舅。他应该是很激动的。
In fact, the parents would warn me justBe prepared to be embarrassed in the public when you show up.
事实上，他的父母都警告我说，你要小心啊，在公开场合可能会让你感到有点尴尬的。
And it's true.
确实是这样。
But it's not embarrassing, but indeed it could be.
但是呢，对我来说并不觉得感到尴尬。
Because this is what he does.
因为这是他这个小孩子对我做的。
Like unbelievable, you're here.
就像这个小孩子说啊，好像他不敢相信，我真的到这里来了。
And then he would run.
然后他就跑开。
Open up his arms.
他跑过来，张开双臂。
Sam 舅舅！
大喊 Sam 舅舅！
And you kind of have to brace yourself for the contact because he's pretty strong.
而且你身上得做好准备来迎接这个重重的撞击，因为这个孩子其实挺强壮。
And you get the.
然后你就会他冲到你的身上。
It really reminds me of how we should come before our God.
这个情景呢，就让我想到我们应该怎样来见我们的神。
As much as we do revere him because he is the king of the universe.
我们确实是要敬重我们的神，因为他是天地万物的主宰。
But as we sang earlier on, with his love, he befriends us.
但是我们也刚才唱到了，因为他的爱，我们他是我们的朋友。
And hopefully it is with such passion, with such an imagery of.The desire to be close to God and really embrace Him that we come and worship Him.
所以呢，也希望今天大家我们是有这样的一个渴慕，这样一个热切来到神的面前。
In fact, it is only when we are in God that we will have the rest that we have always been seeking.
而且呢，也只有在神里，我们才可以得到真正的我们渴慕的安息。
This morning, we will listen in on a conversation between Jesus and a teacher of the law.
今天早上呢，我们要来听耶稣和文士之间的一段对话。
This is recorded in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34.
这个对话呢是记载在马太福音十二章二十四到三十八节。
The message that we can glean from this very short exchange between Jesus and a teacher of the law is this.
我们从中可以得到的信息呢是这样的。
Only authentic faith in Jesus the Christ brings us into God's kingdom.
唯独对耶稣，也就是基督，有实质的信心， 方能进入上帝的国度。
So if we could, together as a congregation, let us read this first in English and then in Chinese.
让我们作为一个团体一起来读，先用英文，再用中文。
This is our confession.
这也是我们的宣告。
On a count of three, one, two, three. Only authentic faith in Jesus the Christ brings us into God's kingdom.
唯独对耶稣，也就是基督，有实质的信心，方能进入上帝的国度。
So with that in mind, let us read together this passage.
让我们来一起读这段经文。
First, again, in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文。
So please turn to Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34.
请大家翻到马可福音12章第28节。
Verse 28, 1, 2, 3. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, Of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to them, You are not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions.
有一个文士来，听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己。再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。那文士对耶稣说：“夫子说，神是一位，实在不错。除了他以外，再没有别的神，并且尽心、尽智、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和这样祭事好得多。”耶稣见他回答得有智慧，就对他说：“你离神的国不远了。从此以后。”没有人敢再问他什么。
This is the living word of God.
这是神的活着的话语。
And may our hearts not harden in its hearing.
当我们听这些话的时候，愿我们的心不再坚硬。
And may we now offer a prayer to God.
我们现在来一起祷告。
Speak, O Lord.
神啊，请你向我们说话。
As we come to you to receive the food of your holy word.
当我们来到你的面前来寻找这个灵粮。
Take your truth and plant it deep in us.
让你的真理深深地扎根在我们心中。
Shape and fashion us in the likeness of your Son.
求你按照你的儿子的形象来塑造我们。
Fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory.
为了你的荣耀，在我们身上实现你一切所计划的。
We ask and believe.
我们这样祈求，这样相信。
Is in the name of Jesus as the Messiah to all who believe in His name.
是靠着主耶稣，他也是一切相信他的人的弥赛亚，借着他的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.
So there's a common saying in English that goes like this: Your wish is my command.
在英文中呢，有一个俗语叫做“你的愿望就是我的命令”。
And this is often used between an authoritative figure and a subordinate.
这个呢，经常是用在一个位置比较高的人和一个比他低的人之间。
So, for example, between a king and a court official.
就比方说一个国王和他的这个臣子。
It is also often used between two people with mutual love and respect.
这句话呢，也用在两个互相相爱的人之间。
Such as between a husband and wife.
就好比说丈夫和妻子。
Or your BFFs.
或者是你的就是最好的朋友。
Best friend forever.
就是永远的最好的朋友。
However,
但是
perhaps there needs to be a change to the saying nowadays.
可能呢，在现在的情况呢，这个有一些变化了。
Because in our contemporary times, personal feeling and experience is king.
因为在当今社会，你个人的经验、个人的感觉好像是作王。
And the fulfillment of personal desire and wants reign supreme.
而你满足自己的愿望呢，往往来主宰我们的生命。
Can we not think about it, just feel about it?
我们会听到说，哎呀，我们不要去想了，我们来感觉一下。
I don't really want to know what you think about this issue. I want to know how you feel about it.
我也不想知道你到底怎么想这件事，而我只是想知道你对这件事的感觉是如何。
And I'm sure, as loving parents, you often hear this. I don't wanna.
就好像作为父母呢，我们经常会听到孩子说我不想要这个。
Or between friends to say, you know what, I'm really not feeling it.
而在朋友之间呢，我们会听到朋友说啊，我不觉得我想做这件事。
That whether the thing is good or bad no longer matters.
就好像说这件事是对是错是好是坏呢，不是那么重要了。
What is the final judgment is whether I like it or not.
而促使我们做出最后决定的呢，是我们喜欢还是不喜欢。
So maybe the old saying of your wish is my command now needs to be reworked into your command is my desire.
所以说呢，过去那种你的愿望就是我的命令，现在可能应该改写成你的命令必须是我的愿望。
Because.In the land of the free of America,
是因为在这个美国这片自由的土地上
we don't really subscribe to the idea of authority.
我们不太喜欢尊重权威
because even the stories that I hear in high school is just something that I cannot imagine when I was back in Singapore or Malaysia or Taiwan.
就好比说在这里的中学里边，你所感受到的这种老师的权威，远远不及我在新加坡、台湾或者是马来西亚所看到的。
But something about if you like the teacher, you actually will give your heart to the teacher. But if you don't, I don't care if you're a teacher, you're just boring.
就好比对一个学生来说，如果这个老师很好，他很喜欢他呢，他确实会尊敬他。但是如果他不喜欢这个老师呢，他就不管他是不是老师，他只会觉得这是一个很乏味无趣的人。
Qualifier, I'm not saying that our youth are saying that.
Sorry.
Oh, just to give a disclaimer that it's not that our youth are saying that or not.
就是要澄清一下，我并不是说我们的年轻人是这个样子的。
But it seems like there is a general trend.
我只是在说，在当今的社会有这么一个总体的倾向。
From the reports that come from the youngsters.
就是从这些年轻人的这种报告中可以得到这个印象。
And so it seems like the motivation to accomplish the command now explode onto the scene only when.There is an alignment between what is commanded to us and what we really personally desire.
这也就是说呢，现在如果我们来遵守神的命令，仅仅会发生在这样一个情形，就是说神的命令和我们的愿望是没有矛盾的。
And when it comes to a command, this is another qualifier.
谈到命令呢，现在又有另外一个
设定，一个假设。
一个设定。
Yeah. I think.It is to say that this is a good command.
就好比说这是一个好的命令。
The command that we are talking about right now is good.
我们在这里所谈的命令呢是好的。
It is a command to prosper you and not to harm you.
因为这个命令呢是让你更加的兴旺，而不是来伤害你。
So just to quickly give you an example, eating vegetables.
就好比说给大家一个例子关于吃这个蔬菜
Somehow vegetables is often the point of conflict between parents and children
很多时候呢吃不吃这些蔬菜呢是父母和孩子之间引起冲突的一个契机
The adult definitely could almost always force the child to eat dark green leafy vegetables
就好比说父母呢经常会要他们的孩子吃那些个深绿色的叶子蔬菜
You better eat it or I'm taking away your video games
就是你最好吃啊！你不吃的话，我就把你的电子游戏拿走了。
Actually, it's no longer just video games; it's just the smartphone. Just take that away, and the life collapses.
事实上，现在不仅仅是电子游戏了，还有你的这个智能手机。当这个被拿走的时候呢，孩子就非常的感觉不好。
But once someone grows up and realizes that, oh, dark green leafy vegetables is good for me.
而当一个孩子长大成人的时候呢，他认识到这些。深绿色的叶子蔬菜对我的健康是有益的。
And that the personal desire for health is fanned into flame.
而这个时候呢，他作为个人想要保持健康的心态呢，就开始发挥作用。
Then the previously very traumatizing command to eat your veggies suddenly become easy breezy lemon squeezy.
这样的话呢，以前对他们来说是很艰难的吃叶子蔬菜的这个命令呢，就变得非常的轻而易举。
Spinach, sure. Kale, sure. What's that? Chard, sure.
就好比说那些
Bring them in.
什么菠菜啦，什么反正一些叶子蔬菜吧，没有问题，都可以吃。
This does not mean that we are the final judge of the good command.
这并不是说呢，决定权在我们的手里，我们来决定什么决定是好的，什么命令是好的，什么是不好的。
But that we are to put in all our effort to align our personal desire to what good has been commanded to us.
而是说我们要努力来使我们认识到这个命令是不是对我们有益。
So going back to the command to eat veggies.
所以回到这个吃蔬菜的这个命令。
It is not that the command is bad or that the vegetable is bad for you.
并不是说这个吃蔬菜对你不好。
But that we as a consumer, we are ignorant of how good the vegetable is for us.
而是说作为这个吃蔬菜的人，我们很多时候我们没有了解到吃蔬菜对我们有多大的好处。
And rather than to reject it off the bat,
我们不是说马上就拒绝这个命令。
We have to start to kind of align ourselves with this.Beautiful gospel of the vegetables.
而是说我们这个时候呢，要想到这个很好的绿色蔬菜对我们有益。
Personally, that was a change for me when it comes to broccoli.
对我个人而言呢，这个西兰花我就经历了这个过程。
Broccoli is so tough, kind of weird smell too.
这个西兰花呢，就吃起来硬硬的，而且闻起来好像味道也很怪。
But once I realized, well, I started reading about it and realized that it's a super food.
而当我读到而且也意识到这是一个非常好的蔬好的食物的时候
like one of these top five vegetables that you should have in your diet.
我就愿意吃这个硬硬的蔬菜，在我每天的日常饮食中。
Something changed in me.
在我里边有一些东西改变了。
I like broccoli.
现在我可以说我喜欢吃西兰花。
Make them soggy, make them tough, bring them on.
不管它是煮的烂烂的还是硬硬的都可以。
So we are not the final judge of the good command that comes to us from the Lord.
所以呢，我们不应该是来决定从神而来的命令对我们好还是不好。
In fact, we are to put in all our efforts so that our personal desire now aligns well with this good that has been commanded to us.
而相反的，我们是应该做出改变，使得我们的需要和神给我们的命令可以二者相合。
The title of the sermon today seems a little funny because there's this word, my hour.
今天的讲到的题目呢，看起来有些怪，因为它里边有个新词叫做我的，我们的。
That we say your command is my hour desire.
就好像我们说你的命令是我的，我们的所愿。
It is to remind us that in this journey of aligning our desire to God's command.
也就是说，在我们走这个过程，使得我们的所求所想和神的命令是相合的时候。
It is not about each and every us, the individuals.
并不是关于我们中间的单独的每一个人
But it is about us together as a community
而是关于我们作为一个整体
That you and I must each do our part, yes
我们中的每一个都要做自己当做的那一部分
And you and I will do our part together, yes
而且我们要必须一起来做这件事
And so it is that my our intention that we start to live out our journey of faith
这样的话呢我们就作为个人作为整体我们可以来一起行出这个旅程
And so hopefully it is that we will learn to confess over and over God let your command be my hour desire
所以呢在我们听这个讲道的时候我们就可以一遍一遍的被提醒神啊你的命令就是我的也是我们的所愿
So the important commandments from God that we are to be our deepest desires are these
来自神的命令同时也应该是我们最强烈的愿望呢是以下的
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength
就是我们要爱我们的神我们要尽心尽性尽意尽力来爱主我们的神
We are also to love our neighbor as ourselves
同时我们也要爱人如己
There is no commandment greater than these This is what Jesus said
耶稣说没有诫命是比这两条更大的
What he's doing is he's weaving these two commandments together.
在这里呢，耶稣把这两个命令呢交叉在一起。
You cannot have one without the other.
你不可以说只遵守一个而忽略另外一个。
Loving your neighbor is essentially loving God.
爱你的邻舍其实就等于是爱我们的神。
And to love God will be to love your neighbor.
而当你爱神的时候，你也就会自然的爱你的邻舍。
And we'll see that in this teaching, Jesus is thoroughly other-centered.
所以我们看到在这个命令中，耶稣是这个最终的中心。
Because he knows that we need to be broken away from our intoxicating love for ourselves.
因为他看到了我们必须从我们那种有毒害作用的自我中心中分离出来。
Let us now take a closer study of the first important commandment.
让我们来更加细致地学习一下第一条诫命。
This answer would have pleased the Jewish leaders of the day.
这个诫命呢会让当今的犹太人的领袖呢感到很高兴。
And you see that in the passage that we've just read because the teacher of the law said, well said.
我们刚才的读的经文中也看到那个文士说耶稣回答得很好。
This is because Jesus was quoting a daily confession of Israel.
这是因为在这里呢，耶稣是引用了一个以前的以色列人经常每天都要做的事。
It is a prayer that they will offer in the morning and in the evening.
就是每天的早上晚上，他们都要向神祷告。
It is called the Shema.
这个词叫什么
？In the 什么 ？Oh, okay. Well, maybe in Chinese it doesn't sound very, very appealing because it says what? Oh, maybe it is.
这个翻译可能是有点问题，因为听起来好像是什么这个词。
Because if you are to ask what, that means you're preparing your heart to get the answer. So 什么 is it works too, I guess.
他就说，如果我们翻译成什么，其实也还好啊，因为这个问题会促使我们来想寻找答案。
But in Hebrew, to say 什么 is to, oh, now it's stuck in my head. Okay, it's to hear or to listen.
在希伯来文中，什么这个词是说我们要来听，我们要来听见。
Which is why Jesus said the first great, the most important commandment is hear, O Israel, hear. The word hear is 什么？
这就是为什么耶稣起始的时候说以色列人呐、啊，你要听。
And for us, we usually say, okay, I'm listening. I hear what you're saying.
对我们来说，我们的反应就是是啊，我是在听啊。
But the biblical use of the word to hear is to obey.
而在圣经中你他说让你听见其实意味着说你要遵守
meaning is not just this sound wave that came into you and your brain registered it and you got the words
也就是说并不是仅仅这个声波进入你的耳朵让你能够听见这个声音
but that the meaning has gone into your lives and now you're living it out
而且更多的这个教导呢进入到你的心里而且你应该把它活出来
and this Shema is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 5
这个命令呢是记载在《生命记》中六章。
This comes right after the passage when God has given the Ten Commandments to Israel.
这个命令的给出呢是在以色列人从摩西那里得到十诫之后。
And in fact, we can understand that God is also giving them now the summary of the Ten Commandments.
在这里呢，神就对以色列人给出一个总结，就是那个前面十诫的总结。
And Jesus is.In fact, affirming that when he says the most important commandment is this.
而耶稣在这里呢，其实就是在肯定当初的这个是神给出他的十诫的一个总结。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
就是我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
It means that this commandment, being the most important, is the foundational commandment as well as the essential commandment.
也就是说，这个是最重要的诫令，它是最基本的，也是最必不可少的。
All other commandments find their origin in this particular commandment.
其他的诫命呢，其实都是来源于这个最基本的诫命。
So we do not make for ourselves idols because we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
因为这个诫命，所以我们不应该制造偶像。
We do not use the Lord's name in vain because we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们不妄称主的名，是因为我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
We are to observe the Sabbath because we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart.Soul, mind, and strength.
我们要守安息日，是因为我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
Because we love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we honor our parents.
正是因为我们尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神，所以我们要尊敬我们的父母。
Because we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, We therefore do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not covet.
也正是因为我们尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神，所以我们不杀人，我们不偷窃，我们不行淫，我们不贪恋别人的财物。
And so when we make this confession to say, yes, we are going to love the Lord our God with all of ourselves.
所以在这里我们要做这个宣告，我们要尽心爱我们的主。
We are saying, let your command be my our desire.
我们就是说，你的命令也是我们所想要的。
This is a call to a whole person type of obedience to God.
这就是一个呼召，要让我们来在神的面前做一个完全的人。
This is a call to a whole person type of worship of God.
这样也就是呼召我们要做一个全人类型的这样来敬拜。
We're not to pull off the trick of saying I'm able to multitask.
我们并不是说我们不可以同时做多种事情。
In fact, we are to say, okay, because I recognize that there is the presence of God among us, I'm going to give him the total focus that I have.
而是说我们认识到神在我们的生命中掌权，所以我们给神完全的注意。
So to give a very realistic example happening right now in this sanctuary,
所以现在呢，给大家一个非常实际的例子。
It is not to say that I'm able to listen to what's going on from the pulpit at the same time, look through my phone.
并不是说我不可以一边在这里在讲台上讲道，同时也就是关注一下我的手机。
It is not to say that I can process the news from whatever platform that's coming in, while at the same time process God's word that is coming through my ears.
也不是说我不能够一边在思想这些各种报刊杂志、各种媒体提供的信息，而同时呢，我也在这里想这个神的话语。
But it's to say that I am going to throw my entire person onto God.
而是说呢，我们确实是要把我们自己完完全全的集中在神这里。
The Lord is one.
这个神是一个。
He is wholesome.
他是一个完全的。
Versus, he's not many parts. He is wholesome. He is one.
而就是对应的就是与此而对立的就是说神是有很多个，而不是这样，神是只有一个。
And so this is where we have to commit our entire person unto God.
所以说呢，我们必须要完完全全的把注意力放在神这里。
In fact, by stating the four aspects of a human person, heart, soul, mind, and strength.
在这里，当耶稣说到人的四个方面，就是心、性、意，还有力量。
Jesus has gone beyond the usual description of the wholeness of a person.
在这里呢，耶稣已经超出了一般程度上的讲一个全人的这个概念。
And he's very emphatic that it has to be our every fiber.
耶稣是对的，因为他提到了我们作为人的任何一个方方面面。
And so oftentimes when we read this commandment,
很多时候当我们读这段经文的读这个命令的时候，
we might read it just very smoothly.
我们可以很顺溜的就读过去。
Okay, with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, with our strength.
呀，是的，用我们的尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。
But it helps to kind of take a pause on every single aspect and think, are they the same, or are they interrelated but not the same?
但是呢，我们应该停顿一下来仔细思索，这四个方面是分离的吗？还是他们是联系在一起的？
And Jesus begins with the heart.
耶稣呢是首先提到我们的心。
And it's this when it talks about heart, it talks about our conviction.
当说这个心的时候呢，是说到我们的这种被定罪。
信念。
我们的信念。
What we really believe in the deepest part of our being, that is the conviction.
这个信念呢，就是说我们的这个信仰这个价值观的最核心的部分。
So someone would say, I think protecting the earth is good.
就好比有人说我认为保护这个地球是很好的。
Yeah, there is global warming.
是的，有这个全球变暖的现象。
But if there's no conviction about the green movement,
但是如果没有一个这个推行绿色生活的这种信念，
you'll never be driven enough to really start to recycle plastics, for example.
如果没有这个信念的话呢，你就不会真正的有动力来这个循环使用一些东西。
And oftentimes it is through our actions that we will now see what our conviction is.
很多时候呢，是通过我们的行为，我们会展示出我们的信念来。
So what we really believe will lead to our choices and the pursuits in life.
我们真正所相信的东西呢，会促使我们做出就是这个生活的选择。
It is where we decide for or against God.
这也就是我们来决定是想顺应神还是背逆神。
So Jesus is saying you have to totally, thoroughly believe who God is.
所以耶稣在这里说，你必须是完全的、毫无保留的来相信神。
And Jesus says with all our soul.
耶稣也说我们也要尽兴来。
This refers to the vitality of life.
这个兽呢，性呢，就是说关于生命的所有的一些表征。
It is now moving out of your conviction into all the energy and power that you have in the breath that you now have.
也就是说，从这个信念开始进入到你生命的每一个层面。
And from there, it starts to work even more into your thinking faculty.
在从那里呢，他也开始。I'm sorry.
With your mind, it starts to move that you're channeling that energy, that power in your life into your thought life.
就是说，我们作为一个管道，从我们的头脑中也要进入到我们的生命中。
从我们生命中的力量开始把它转向在我们的思考的生命当中。Yeah, it's okay. Oh, sorry, my bad. And this is when we start to use reason and logic and even philosophy to try to work things through.
在这里呢，我们也开始用到我们的逻辑、我们的推理，甚至一些哲学的东西。
We are very prone to worship God with our feelings, which is good.
我们经常的呢是倾向于用我们的感情来敬拜神，
但是没有错。It is incomplete.
但是这个还不够完全。
Because we can feel great by a song, but it not necessarily means that we truly enjoy the presence of God.
因为一首诗歌可能会让我们感觉很好，但是呢，这并不能够让我们真正的在神这里边扎根。
And when Paul exhorts the Roman church, it is about the renewal of your mind.
而当保罗对罗马教会说话的时候，他提到的是你的这个生命的更新。
In the Bible, he has never called upon her people to be lazy when it comes to thinking.
而圣经呢，也从来没有让他的这个读他的读者呢，做一个懒惰的人。
And here Jesus is saying, you want to love God, you got to love with all the energy that you can use to think about Him.
在这里，神就说到，你要爱你的神吗？那么用你的所有的思维的能力来爱他。
Power through His Word.
通过他的话语，你也得到力量。
You may have questions, and you have to grind through them.
你可能有一些问题，让你非常的费解。
Ask and you will be given.
那么当你去寻求的时候，你就会得到答案。
Have to start to think about God.
我们必须要开始思想我们的神。
Just as much as moms would think, what should I cook next for my family?
就好像一个妈妈总是要想下一顿饭要为我的家人做些什么呢？
It is there to direct you in terms of how you live your life in the mind.
这个思想呢，在我们的头脑中来决定我们下一步要采取什么行动。
And with all your strength,
用你的所有的力量。
It is not to be kept only in the inner person.
这个力量呢，不仅仅是在你的身体内部。
But it has to be lived out.
它必须还要行出来。
We tend to think physical ability when we talk about strength.
当我们谈到力量的时候呢，我们经常会想到是一个这个身体的能力。
Like.How hard I can hit the pulpit, for example.
就好比说我这样拍下桌子，我能够拍得有多有力，多么响。
But when it comes to strength, it also talks about our possessions.
但是在这里提到力量，也其实也是在指我们的所拥有的东西。
Our resources.
我们的资源。
And so we are to then commit everything that we have been given to take care of to love God.
所以也就是说呢，我们不仅仅是用我们自己，也是用我们所拥有的一切的东西，我们可以来回报神，来爱神。
And so if you continue to read on in Mark chapter 12,
如果我们继续往下读马可福音第十二章。
In verses 38 to 44, Jesus provides the two examples of what it means to love the Lord and what it means to not love the Lord.
在接下来的38到44节，耶稣也继续说了，给了两个例子来说，什么是真正的爱主，什么不是。
Jesus contrasts the teachers of the law with a poor widow.
在这里呢，耶稣对比了这些文士和一个很穷的寡妇。
For the teachers of the law, they do love with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and all their strength.
对于这些文士来说，他们确实是在尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱主。
没有爱主，就爱。
在爱。
But they're not loving God, but they're loving themselves.
但是他们爱的不是神，而是他们自己。
Jesus says, "Watch out for them."
耶稣说，你们要小心这样的人。
Because they like to bring every attention to themselves. Somehow, every conversation will wind up ending about them.
是因为这样的人呢，他们喜欢把注意力集中在自己身上，因为事实上，也就是所有的谈话最后的注意力集中的都是在这些文字。
In fact, they are taking advantage of their given social status to abuse.
事实上，这些人呢，他们是利用他们已经得到的社会地位来虐待一些。
They devour widows' houses.
他们去侵吞寡妇的财产。
Meaning, instead of serving them, they are having people serve them.
也就是说，他们不是去服侍人，而是来被人服侍。
Teachers of the law has become an example of whole person worship of themselves.
这些文士的例子呢，就是一个全身心的来崇拜自己的例子。
But with the poor widow, it is a totally different story because it is a whole person worship of God.
而对于那个穷寡妇来说呢，它是一个完全不同的例子，它是全身心的来敬拜神。
Here Jesus says, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They've given out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on."
耶稣就说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇，投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里面。但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
Perhaps it's no longer about whether it's $1 million or is $1.
就是你给神100万还是1块钱，这个并不重要。
Because when we are talking about whole person, then it's either 100% or 0%.
因为当我们提到一个全身心的敬拜的时候，是要么就是100%，要么就是零。
And perhaps it's not just 100% of what we've given, but is it 100% of our heart or 0% of our heart?
而当我们给出钱的时候呢，也是关系到我们是不是给出我们的心里的100%还是零。
And so this poor widow has given 100%.
而这个穷的寡妇呢，她是把她所有的都给了。
And it is a bold statement of a declaration on total dependency on God.
而这个举动呢，本身也就是展示出他完全的依靠神的这个信心。
I do not know if money will come in the next day or the next moment.
就是他虽然不知道钱会不会在下一分钟或者是第二天到他的手里。
But for the poor widow to contribute to the building of the kingdom of God outweighs her living.
而这个寡妇呢，她是愿意把她所有的都给出来。
So how might this important commandment be lived out in our lives?
这个重要的诫命是应该如何在我们的生命中行出来呢？
Consider this.
请大家来思想这一点。
What occupies your mind in your downtime?
就是当你情绪低落的时候，你的心里想的是什么？
Where does your mind start to wander off?
你的心思意念会就是走到什么地方去？
Like right now, during the sermon, I know some of you are bored.
就好比现在，我知道我们中的某些人可能是觉得很无趣。
What is now captivating your focus?
这个时候什么东西占据了你的注意力？
That is where the treasure of your heart is.
那个东西就是你的心里的财宝。
That is where all of your heart is going.
那个东西就是你的心去走向的地方。
We are to call out for the Holy Spirit to help us to see that Jesus the Christ has to be the utmost and only treasure in our heart.
愿圣灵感动我们，让我们认识到耶稣基督是我们唯一的应该集中注意力的东西。
So it's not to in a way feel guilty just because gardening is now in your mind.
所以呢，如果你现在想的是一些花园的种植的事，也不用感到很有歉疚感。
I'm not saying that anyone's thinking that. I'm just all of a sudden I saw the trees outside and it's like gardening, okay.
我并不是说大家在想这个 garden, 是因为我正好看到外边的树，所以
But how does gardening now help to channel your your understanding of God as the one who laid out the perfect garden in the beginning, the Garden of Eden.
这个原意呢，会让我们想到在最起初是神建了那个最美好的园子。
How is it that gardening is no longer going to be your idol, but it's going to be the channel by which you now start to think that God as the one who takes care of the earth leads you to worship Him as the God Almighty?
这样也就是说我们注重这个园子呢，就是不再把它当做一个偶像，而是说把它当做一个管道，通过它我们可以想到神是这个照管整个这个世界万物的这个主宰者，让我们来更加归向他。
And it's not to say that using Snapchat or playing League of Legends is bad.
也并不是说我们玩一些电脑游戏是很不好的。
It is dangerous.
是有它的危险性。
But at the same time, as you use Snapchat, as you play League of Legends,
当我们在网上聊天或者是玩一个特别的游戏，
consider the God who has made every person in His image, and every time when you see an image of your friend that has been beamed through your phone, give thanks to God and pray for your friend.
而当我们这样做的时候呢，我们会想到，比方说一个朋友的名字显现在你的手机上，你会想到这是按照神的形象所造的人，他又成为你的朋友，而你为此来感谢神。
And when you're playing the video game, think about the God who has conquered evil, for example, or think about the God who has really written out this plot, this beautiful narrative of your story, just as you are trying to be the author of the direction of your video game.
而当我们玩这个电子游戏的时候呢，我们会想到哦，神就是那个战胜邪恶的那个正义的力量。而且当我们玩的时候呢，我们也可以来思想神。
Think about God as the author of your life.
我们来思想神，就像是他是我们生命的这个作者。
And parents might start to get a little worried now. Oh man, Pastor Sam was now endorsing video games.
可能有些父母会觉得担忧了，这个Samuel牧师在这里提倡玩一些电子游戏。
Well,
不是这样的。
Now listen up, those who are playing video games, there is still this thing called God is the God of time and meaning, and He wants us to not waste our time and to make good use of our time for His kingdom.
所以这句话是对那些玩电子游戏的年轻人说的。我们也要记着，神是一个有时间的神，他希望我们不要浪费我们宝贵的时间。
Not just video games, Instagram.Snapchat, Twitter, even for parents, even for adults, it's for every single one of us because the time is evil.
他提了很多这个网上的可以是聊天啊，各种各样的软件，就是不仅仅是对于年轻人来说，对于我们父母，我们也应该要和智慧的使用我们的时间。
This is a lyric taken from a song by a former band called DC Talk.
这是一首歌的歌词。
And so if you could read through it, it really gives us an imagery of what it means to really devote and commit our entire person unto God.
如果大家仔细的读的话呢，就会感觉到什么叫做完完全全的把自己献给神。
And over and over, it is the phrase, I'm yours, you consume me.
在这里呢，有一句话重复了很多次，就是说我是属于你的，你来使用我。
It is that God is flowing through our entire person.
就好比说神是完完全全的通过我们。
There's another imagery.
还有另外一个这个景象。
It's like we are a saturated sponge.
我们就好像是一个饱和的海绵。
Once you squeeze.
当你去捏它的时候呢？
Out comes the gospel, just oozes out of the very saturated sponge.
这个流出来的就是福音，就是神的话。
Is a dry sponge any good for cleaning?
一个干干的海绵，当你去清洁的时候，有任何用处吗？
And so it is with a dry Christian.
一个就是在神的话上干枯的基督徒，同样也是没有用的。
Back in architecture school.
回到我以前学建筑的学校。
We know that there are some who are just born to do architecture.
我们知道有些人他生来就是应该做一个建筑师。
I'm not one of those.
我并不是其中之一。
And we would say architecture just flows in his blood or her blood.
我们会说这个建筑呢就在他的血液中涌动。
It means that this person, this schoolmate, this friend cannot but do great work in architecture design.
也就是说这个同学这个朋友他就是很自然的就会做出一个非常杰出的建筑作品。
And if you go to NC State,
如果你去北卡州立大学，
go to their fabulous library, I think it's called the Wolf Library.
你去他的那个很棒的、
oh, no.
叫做
Hunt Library,
Hunt,
thank you, sorry.
Hunt 图书馆。
That is the work of a friend of mine.
那就是他的一个朋友的设计的作品。
And he is one of those whose architecture just flows in his blood.
而那个朋友呢，就是一个建筑融化在他的血液中的。
Don't know how he does it, but he can complete his work 3 days before and get the best review among all of us.
我不知道他是怎样做到的，但是他提前三天就做出来了，而且是得到了最佳的分数。
And we would sometimes joke like, you can just take a sneeze and architecture. Project A, you know, grade A.
我们有的时候和他开玩笑说，你就可以就好像打个喷嚏，然后出来的就是一个很棒的建筑作品，而且拿到全 A.
And so Christians, we are to have God flowing through our blood.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们应该让神融化在我们的血液中。
There's no shame in talking about God all the time.
我们如果所有的时间都在谈论神，这不是一件可羞耻的事。
We had a wonderful sister and mom who's not right now not with us, but from the mouth of a daughter, she's always talking to her about God.
我们有一位姐妹，她现在不在我们中间，但是她总是说出来的就是关于神的事。
The daughter may not like to hear it at that moment because it's like an hour or two long conversation about God.
这个姊妹经常和她的女儿说神的事，这个女儿呢当时可能会觉得很烦，因为她一说就是一两个小时。
But now the daughter appreciates just how much the saturation about things of God is in her life right now.
而现在呢，这个女儿非常感恩，因为她的妈妈使她浸润在神的话里。
So we kind of fear, he's going to be a Jesus freak, always talking about Jesus. 你觉得这个是有点那种耶稣的那种怪癖还是什么？就是怪胎，整天就是讲耶稣的，哦，才不要成为那一个人。But is there any shame to talk about Jesus and what He has done for us on the cross?
当我们思想神在十字架上为我们成就的大功的时候，我们为什么会感到羞耻来谈论他呢？
Is there any shame to say that my daddy bought me this jacket? I look good in it.
就好比说我一个小孩子说，哦，爸爸给我买的这件夹克我穿得它很好看，你当你这样大声说出来的时候，难道有何羞耻可言吗？
There is no shame.
没有的。
And so it is that God has clothed us in Jesus Christ.
同样的，神是让我们穿戴耶稣。
Is there any shame to then say I am now clothed in Jesus Christ?
当我们说我们穿戴着基督的时候，我们没有任何羞耻。
This is a comic that a friend introduced to me in a bookstore and just stuck in my head the whole time.
一个朋友呢推荐了这本漫画书给我。
The title is called God of Cake.
这个漫画书的名字题目叫做神的蛋糕。
And 蛋糕之神。
蛋糕之神。
也可以神的蛋糕。Anyways, and so for this author, that's the author.
这个书的作者呢。就是这个漫画人物。
He likes cake, clearly.
他很喜欢蛋糕。
But there was this cake that was not for him.
但是呢，有个蛋糕是不属于他的。
But he saw it.
可是他看到了。
And he wants it.
他想要它。
And so he begins like this.
所以他就说。
Cake.
蛋糕。
After a while, it became cake.
过了一段时间呢，他所有的说的话就是这个得不到的蛋糕。
And it became so consuming that it became this.
到了后面，他已经是非常的被这个思念所抓住。
And in the writing, cake is the only thing that matters.
他就说，蛋糕是唯一重要的事情。
It's either I would eat all of the cake or I would evaporate from the sheer power of my desire to eat it.
他就说，如果我要么就是吃了它，要么呢，就是因为我想吃它又得不到它，我就会被蒸发掉。
This is what is called all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength.
这就可以被称为他的所有的心性。
Some of us may ask,
我们中间的有些人可能会问
Pastor, you know that we're all so busy every day through the week.
就是牧师啊，你知道我们每一个人都很忙啊。
And we have so many matters to kind of have to deal with.
我们有很多事情要去处理。
How then do we consider God continuously?
我们怎么能够一刻不停地去思念神呢？
We can hear this from a testimony by a missionary and a founder of this organization called World Literacy Crusade.
我们可以听到一个这个基督机构的创始人的一个见证。
It is his personal experiment which became a true lived reality of how it is possible to have a moment-by-moment submission to God.
他给出一个例子，就是说怎么样来一刻不停地来跟随耶稣。
And this setting up of the World Literacy Crusade starts to help youth and adults, who are struggling with the ability to read, as well as addiction, as well as some psychological challenges.
它这个机构呢叫做 Crusade， 就是十字军东征那个词。它主要就是来帮助一些有问题的青少年及他们的父母来如何处理吸毒啊一些心理疾病。
And the way that they, especially in helping them to read.
而且呢是这个机构是特别的来帮助他们来阅读。
So it's recorded that starting in January 1930, a long time ago, he said there's no Facebook, that's why he's not so busy.
所以这个记录呢是从1930年开始，那个时候还没有这个脸书，所以他不是那么忙。
This founder and missionary Frank Loebach.
这个机构的创始人叫做 Frank Loebach.
As you can see.Began to cultivate the habit of turning his mind to Christ for 1 second out of every minute.
等于这个人他开始要养成一个习惯，就是每一分钟他要拿出一秒来思想神。
It could be thank you Christ.
可能是仅仅是感谢神。
Help me, Lord.
或者是请你来帮助我。
PTL.
Praise the Lord. 或者是赞美主。
Whatever it is, as long as the mind is starting to gear towards Christ.
不管是什么样的意念吧，总之是要拿出这一秒钟来想一下神。
And then he says this.
他这样说道。
I feel simply carried along each hour.
我感觉到我每一个小时是被背着这样走过来的。
Doing my part in a plan which is far beyond myself.
我在完成一个计划，这个计划远远的大到我能够理解。
This sense of cooperation with God in little things is what so astonishes me.
这种在一些很小的事上与神合作，这个观念让我非常的震惊。
For I have never felt it this way before.
因为我以前从来没有过这样的感受。
I need something.
我吃了什么东西？
I need something.
我需要什么东西？
I turn around to find it.
当我转过身来，我就看到那个东西正在那里等着我。
I must work to be sure.
当然了，我必须要工作。
But there is God working along with me.
但是有神与我一起同工。
There is this authentic desire to witness God's will in all aspects of our lives.
这就是一个真正的愿望，要和神同在。
I remember my day in seminary school.
我还记得我在读神学院的时候。
We have to wake up early in the morning about 6 or 6:30.
每天早上我们大概六点或者六点半要起床。
And the entire community will kind of warm up and start to do cleaning or gardening or washing.
所有的这些学生们呢要一起来一起或者是做一些园艺工作或者是清洁。
So for example, you start hearing scrubbing of the floor because some of us are assigned to clean the toilets. Clean the toilets, but clean the washrooms.
我们就会听到一些稀稀疏疏的声音，是因为有些人在那里洗衣服，或者是在这里擦地板。
And one semester, I was assigned to water the plants.
一个学期呢，我被给指派的这个工作就是来浇花。
Sounds easy enough.
听起来很容易。
I don't have green fingers.
但是我不是一个做园艺的料。
Yes. I kill plants, sadly.
很遗憾的是，我经常会把这些花浇死。
But this was an amazing opportunity for me to learn to depend on God.
但是那个呢是一个非常宝贵的机会，让我来学习。
Oh, how true the gospel, the word of God.
就是神的话，你的话语何等真实。
What can you give me?
你可以给我。
What comes to mind? I could water, but it is God who gives life. And so I pray to God every morning. I was like, yeah, I hope these don't die on my watch, but you're the one who gives life.
当我浇这些花草的时候呢，我就向神祷告说，虽然是我在浇这些水，但是神啊，是你来使这些花草活下来。
And God taught me somehow to pray Psalm 127.
神很奇妙的让我想到诗篇的127篇。
Psalm 127 talks about God watching over the city or building up the house.
在诗篇127篇谈到神是在看着这个所有的城池。
And so I switched out the terms to say that God, you're the one who watches over the plans, and God, you're the one who builds up the plans. If not you, then my work is futile.
所以我就把那个诗篇一百二十七篇做了一些改动，就说神啊，你来看守花朵，你来建造这些草木，如果不是你，我所做的都是徒然。
And so for students,
所以对于学生来说，
pray before you step into school.
当你去学校之前呢，先祷告。
Abba, your kingdom come, your will be done in my school day today as it is in heaven.
就是神啊，你的国降临，嗯。
你的旨意，
你的旨意行在我的学校里，
如同行在天上。It is the Lord's prayer that we can use.
对，这是主导文，我们可以使用的。
For workers,
对于那些工作的人。
Pray before you step into work.
当你上班之前，你也先祷告。
Abba, your kingdom come, your will be done, as I meet my clients and talk to my boss, as it is done in heaven.
就是神啊，你的国降临，你的旨意行在我的工作单位。当我和我的同事和我的老板交谈的时候，就好比神行在天上。
It is possible to build up a rhythm.
是可能的，我们来建立这么一个节奏，
一个韵律，一个节奏，
一个韵律。
Because there is then the lunch break.
我们都有午餐休息的时间。
There is the fourth period.
有第四个
四堂课。
第四堂课。
There are bathroom breaks.
你可以去上厕所。
And there's the peak hour traffic.
也有那个就是交通堵塞的时候。
Wonderful time to deal with our lack of patience and our anger towards other people. Terrible driver. Oh, I'm so sorry, Lord. Help me.
就好比我们在堵车的时候说，哎呀，那个开车的真是笨啊。然后马上我们会悔改，就说神啊，饶恕我。
Through time in a commitment to God, to want to consider Him in every aspect of our lives.
也就是提醒我们，我们总是在任何一件事上来思想我们的神。
God will show up.
当我们这样做的时候，神就会出现。
It may be that you're in a store and you want to steal.
可能是在一个商店里，你想偷一个东西。
And somehow God have someone being there and just made a sneeze. Achoo!
而神奇妙的让旁边一个人打一个喷嚏。
And for that moment, you're shocked into your realization that what am I doing?
而在那个人打喷嚏的时候，你就会忽然得到震惊，然后就说啊，我在做什么。
But this is also because you have committed your ways to God to want to live in ways that's pleasing to Him.
这些就提醒我们，让我们来做一个就是我们的行事为人要蒙神的喜悦。
We speak in ways that will not dishonor God's name. We will speak in ways that will not dishonor God's name.
这样的话呢，我们说话就不会来亵渎神的名。
We dress in ways that will not dishonor God's name.
我们穿着打扮也不会来亵渎神。
We eat in ways that will not dishonor God's name.
当我们吃东西的时候，我们等候的时候，我们也不会来亵渎神。
We celebrate in ways that will not dishonor God's name.
当我们来庆祝一些事的时候，我们的这个方式也不会来亵渎神。
As Paul reminded the Corinthians and so to us.
就好像保罗这个劝诫哥林多人。
Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
就是不管你做什么，总是要荣耀神。
So yes, we are obsessive.
是的，我们是很 obsessive, 就是
狂热
，
就说狂热吧。有一点强迫，
强迫症。
OK.、嗯、yes, but in a good way. There's good obsession apparently. Good obsession.
但是这个强迫症是好的。
To keep us on the straight and narrow.
这样使得我们是在一个直的路上。
Think about this.
让我们来思想这个。
If you're lost in the dark,
如果天黑了，你迷路了。
And somehow someone was able to give you a direction to get back home.
而一个人呢，可以给你一些方向，让你来回家。
Would you be so desperate to continually think about the instructions given to you so that you don't mess up the directions given to you?
你当时是不是如此的急迫？你会牢牢地记住他给你的这些这个指令，然后来确保你自己可以。
You wouldn't think that you're crazy. You're just trying to get home safely.
你不会想着说，哎呀，我一直在这里想他给我的这个左拐右拐这些指令，觉得自己疯狂。而恰恰相反，你这样记住它是为了能够安全的回家。
Or going through, or going to take an exam.
好比说，我要考一次试。
I remember the days of GRE. Oh.
我还记得我当初考 GRE 的日子。
I don't remember a single word, but I remember having to go through like.Okay, let's remember this now. Remember this now. Remember this now. I don't think I was crazy because there was a GRE.
在考试之前呢，我就一直在提醒自己，我要记住这个，记住那个。我并不觉得我这样不停的提醒自己是疯狂的，而是说因为那个考试在等着我。
And therefore, we are desperate for God's instruction for us as we go through this maze of life.
同样的，当我们走过这个人生的迷途的时候，我们也是非如此绝望的需要神的指导。
We need to constantly seek God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, so that we can go through life.
所以呢，我们也是同样的要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的来思念神的话，思念他的指导，我们才可以走过人生。
Not for ourselves.
不仅仅是为我们自己。
All for the glory of God.
更多的是为荣耀神的。
If not, we will dishonor God.Easily.
如果不这样的话，我们会很容易的来亵渎神。
So in the day after Halloween today,
今天是万圣节的第二天。
We tend to say, let every day be Christmas, let every day be Easter.
我们可以说，巴不得每一天都是圣诞节，每一天都是复活节。
Amen. Well, how about this? Let every day be Halloween.
那么我来说，让每一天都是万圣节，大家觉得怎么样？
In the sense, so now here's a qualifier.
现在是有一个注解。
In the sense that we put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我想说的万圣节的意思是什么呢？就是我们每一天都把耶稣披戴在自己身上。
You want to play dress up?
你想穿什么衣服吗？
Go ahead, dress up as Christ.
好的，就把耶稣披戴在自己。
Go into the parties and be Christ to those who have not yet known who Christ is.
你去参加一个 party， 然后在那里帮助那些没有信的人来了解耶稣。
Let every day be a Halloween.
让每一天都做这个万圣节。
In the sense that we gladly treat those who come to our door with not just candies but with the sweet news of the gospel.
也就是说呢，就是让我们可以每一天都高高兴兴的迎接那些来我们家敲门的人。但是我们给他的并不仅仅是糖而已，我们给他们的是最甜美的福音。
And now to ask even more testy questions.
现在呢，我要来问一些更有挑战性的问题。
And who knows if this is going to cost me my place in CCMC?
可能会威胁到我牧师的位置哦。
甚至炒鱿鱼哦，没有。Well, no, I'm just a tease. A question is.There are, in fact, many talented artists among our youths.
这个问题就是说，在我们的年轻人中，其实有很多有天分的艺术家。
If you go to the homes, if you have seen what they've done for VBS, you know that art does flow in at least parts of them.
如果你回家看到那个暑期圣经夏令营他们的作品的时候，你会认识到这个艺术的细胞在他们身上。
Yet how many of us who are talented in art are convicted to pursue this as a way to glorify God?
而我们这些有艺术天分的人，有谁愿意以此来作为一个谋生来荣耀神呢？
Or how many are encouraged to pursue this particular path for the glory of God?
我们又从父母亲友那里得到了多少鼓励来发展这些艺术天赋来去荣耀神呢？
I hear it so often. Yeah, those artworks, it was just what I did back then.
我经常听到的这些孩子的话就是说，啊，是啊，我是做这个做得不错，那都是很久以前的事了。
But perhaps it is a way for us to go back and reflect on how God is bringing us into worship of Him as the ultimate painter, as the ultimate sculptor.
但是我们应该思想，是不是神借着这些天赋，希望我们做那个绘画者，做那一个歌唱者
？And I'm venturing into very dangerous grounds right now because this is talking about the choosing of a college.
我现在要进入另外一个很危险的话题，就是说如何选择大学。
As a parent,
作为一个父母
，If your son or daughter wants to stay in Durham Chapel Hill for the spiritual community as well as ministry that he or she has now at CCMC.
如果你的孩子愿意留在就是 Durham 和 Chapel Hill， 是因为他这个有一个很好的属灵的团体。
They want to be built up for four more years.
他们愿意留在这里，这样的话他们有更多的有四年更多的时间来更好的装备自己。
Will you give your blessing, seeing that your child has sought the kingdom of God and His righteousness first?
你会很高兴的祝福他吗？因为你看到孩子他是把追求神放在首位。
Will you trust that the future of your child is in the hands of God and not in the hands of Harvard?
你愿意相信你的孩子的将来是在神的手里，而不是在哈佛大学的手里吗？
Or might this be a thorough threat to certain dreams that you have now have for your child?
而或者呢，你会把这个当作是一个你为孩子都准备了一个很美好的将来，而是一个非常致命的威胁。
But this is not just about the parents.
这个呢，也不仅仅是。
Or the adults. Sorry.
这个也不仅仅是适用于父母或者是成年人。
For a college-bound child,
对于一些大学生来说
，How might you see God's will in your application?
你当你申请大学的时候，你是怎样的来寻求神的旨意呢
？And if and when you do go to MIT,
如果你真的去了这个 MIT,
big congratulations and our blessings go with you as you venture into the very cold Boston.
我们非常的祝福你，当你去那个寒冷的波士顿地区。
We might even express our sincerity by giving you a jacket.
我们甚至会送你一个厚夹克来表示我们对你的祝福。
That has CCMC just embroidered at the back.
上面背后绣着 CCMC.
But jokes aside, is going to MIT or any of the schools for the sake of the name of the school or for the name of Christ?
但是我想真正问的问题是，你去这些名牌大学是为了那些大学的名吗？还是为了神的名？
And before we answer that question, let's be very clear and very, very, very sure.
在我们回答这些问题之前，让我们来非常的清楚一件事。
It's very easy to give a nice sounding answer.
很容易给出一个听起来很棒的回答。
But we have to know that God has already heard our answer.
但是我们要知道，神已经听到了我们的。
And He will hold us accountable to what we confess to believe.
神会让我们来为我们的选择来负责。
So if you do, I'm not saying you have to stay here.
我并不是说
or you have to go to a different school.
我并不是说年轻人必须要留在北卡或者去一个不同的学校。
But with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, when you say, I'm going there because God has called me to, and I'm going to serve Him there and glorify Him there or here.
我们要问自己，就是说，我们去那个特定的学校是为了我们，是为了我们尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱我们的主吗
？Then you could, then you might just find yourself being surrounded by people who needs to be ministered with.
如果答案是yes 的话，那么你到了那里，你会发现你身边有很多这些需要福音的人。
And praise God because He has heard your prayer.And He has now given you ample opportunities to now minister in His glory.
如果是那个情形的话，你要感谢神，是因为神听到了你的祷告，他给你充足的机会可以来传出去这个福音。
I'll end with two true stories.
我这里有两个真实的故事。
At a place that I was serving in. At a place that I was serving. Yeah. 在服侍的一个地方。It was during youth group time.
在一个这个年轻人活动的时间里。
And I was very heartbroken when this happened.
我当时非常的悲伤。
Because the youth really wanted to stay on to continue a study, continue the bonding with the fellow brothers and sisters.
那些年轻人呢，他是真非常非常想留下来，继续的和大家来交通来学习。
But the parents came knocking on the door.
但是这些父母来敲门
，and in a way yank the child out of youth group，
就是好像很粗暴的把孩子就给救出来。
And these parents are also servants of the church。
这些父母呢也是教会的同工。
And the reason was something like this。
他们这样把孩子揪出来的原因是
，2 hours is enough time with your friends。
就是你和你的同伴们在一起玩两个小时已经足够了。
And I can still remember the expression on the face of the parents.
我还可以清晰地记起当时那个父母脸上的表情。
I'm not going to act it out.
我不会去学他们的样子。
But what comes next is I want to go home.
但是紧接着下来发生的就是说我也想回家。
And all the time we hear of parents wanting the child to walk in the ways of the Lord.
很多时候我们听到说父母希望他们的孩子沿着神的路来行。
And right there and then they are told 2 hours is enough.
而在那个时刻他们却说两个小时已经绰绰有余了。
Are we to be surprised that many would fall away when they hit college?
所以当我们听说孩子们到了大学阶段就远离神，你难道还觉得很奇怪吗？
Sure, we are not the ones to save our child's life. We definitely agree on that.
确实是作为父母你并不是你的孩子的救星。
It is the work of God.
神才是。
But we are not helping the child by not challenging his heart, soul, mind, and strength to be locked in on God.
但是作为父母，我们并没有来挑战我们的孩子，让他们尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力来爱神。
If your child wants to serve,
如果你的孩子想要在教会服事，
Imagine the kind of impact that you have on the child when you say no, you got to stay back and do your homework.
想一想你对孩子说你必须留在家里完成你的作业，这个对孩子是造成什么样的影响？
Immediately you're telling that, okay, serving God and doing homework is more important than serving God. And God will not bless you in the service of God, but God is going to bless you as you do your homework.
你这样给孩子传递的信息就是说，做作业和在教会服事，做作业更重要。神不会祝福你，如果你跑去服事，而你去做作业，神反而会祝福你。
I'm not asking for a full attendance at Crave.
我并不是说要求大家在这个高中生团契里边，非常积极。
But I'm hoping it is not because they have an important exam next day and they have been studying for like two years for all this exam and they still need that Friday night of 2 hours.
而是说我不希望父母不让你的孩子来仅仅是因为第二天有一个考试而这些孩子已经为这个考试准备了两年而那个就是最后一个星期五的晚上都不可以放过
What is it about the way that we live that will show that we do trust God to provide?
我们怎样的来活出一个生命让旁边的人看到我们相信神是我们的供应者
That we will seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness firstAnd all these will also be given to you.
就像神教导的，我们只要先求他的国、他的义，你所需用的一切都会加给你了。
All these will be given to you.
你所需用的一切都会被加给你。
The second true story is this.
第二个真实的故事是。
Is this from a testimony of a doctor friend?
这是我。
A friend who is a doctor.
这是我的一个医生朋友的见证。
He told me, I had always committed to God that I will be a medical missionary.
他说我一直向神许愿说我要做一个医护工作者，医护福音工作者。
And this is what I believe that God has called me to do.
而且我相信这就是神要我做的事。
To bring Him glory.
来给神来把神要加给神。
And yet now I'm doing administrative work that has little to do with my medical and seminary training.
但是现在我所做的事呢，和我的神学院、医学院的训练好像根本没有关系。
And this is what he has learned.
这是他所学到的功课。
When it comes to calling of God,
当我们提到神的呼召的时候
，it is simply to be faithful and obedient to what God wants us to do in the very present.
我们非常有信心的，非常顺服的来做我们现在手头的工作，就是对神的信心。
And so it may be that if you are called to study.Then study.
所以当你感觉到神要你去学习的话，那么你就去学习。
If we are called to never cease gathering together, then do not cancel fellowship at a wimp of the hand.
而如果我们感到神的呼召让我们不可以停止聚会的时候，那么我们不要来阻止你的孩子去聚会。
It's not just the children, but the adults.
不仅仅是小孩，也包括我们成年人。
That we establish and that we pave the way for.Our next generation to see clearly that there is a glory of God to be had, to be desired, that His command is going to be our desire.
作为父母，我们要为自己的孩子铺一条路，让这些孩子可以清晰地看到神的旨意、神的荣耀，使他们愿意来追求。
It is simply faithfulness and obedience to what God wants us to do in the very present.
就在当下，你去。做神要你做的事，这就是真正的信心，真正的顺服。
We'll leave the next commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, for the next sermon.
我们要在下一次讲到的时候再提爱你的邻舍。
But for now, let us all read this together.
现在让我们来一起读这句话。
Jesus said, "The most important commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. May this, 看得见吗？中文。以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。May this command be our desire.
愿这个命令是我的，也是我们的。
Let us take now the few moments to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's Supper.
现在让我们来安静自己，来准备领受圣餐。
Is to let our faith come before God and ask Him for His grace and mercy.
让我们的信心，把我们的信心带到神面前。
To know that it is God who has loved us so wholesomely.
让我们意识到神是这样全心的爱我们。
It is out of this love that we now know we can love Him. It is because God has first loved us, we can now love Him.
而且因着神这样相爱我们，我们也有能力来爱神，爱旁边的人。
Bring into your mind the understanding that Christ did die for sinners who are undeserving of this new life.
你让我们思想，耶稣是为我们这些不配的罪人而死。
Bring into your mind that there is now power to overcome all sins and be in the presence of God because of Christ.
而且也因着耶稣，我们可以有力量来战胜这些罪。
And by prayer, may we call on God to help us to desire for an authenticity in our faith.
也借着祷告，让我们来祈求神给我们一个全人全身心的敬拜。
To help us bring ourselves into the love of Jesus, our Christ, who out of love did die for our sins.
也帮助我们来爱为我们爱那个因爱而为我们牺牲的耶稣基督。